New York Times Winehouse Republicans are finally on message. By Wendell Hasebo on June 17, 2021. The New York Times warned Thursday that Republicans are finally on message, focusing on the crises which President Joe Biden has manufactured. There is an economic crisis, with rising prices and overly generous unemployment benefits, a national security crisis, a border security crisis, with its attendant homeland security crisis, humanitarian crisis, and public health crisis, and a separate energy crisis, the Times wrote. The Times then compared the days of former Speaker Paul D. Ryan, a self-described policy guy with a happy warrior image, and the backslapping bonhomie of his predecessor John A. Boehner to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who has assembled seven task forces, jobs and the economy, big tech censorship, the future of American freedoms, energy, climate and conservation, American security, healthy future, and China. Unfortunately, they're all real, Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, said about Biden's crises, and they're all being caused by President Biden's actions. The Times also quoted Representative Kevin Brady, RTX, who underscored the failures of the Biden-Pelosi agenda. I think the biggest contrast right now with the Biden-Pelosi agenda is their goal to control from Washington so much of your daily life, from your paycheck to your health care decisions to everything else, said Brady. We stand for the opposite. We want to create more freedom for individuals with lower taxes, a stronger economy, and a safer nation. The Times' realization of the GOP's straightforward messaging comes as the establishment media protected Biden from his frazzled press gaggle before flying home after the summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which the media proclaimed Biden a hero for preserving democracy at home and abroad. The talks also represent a critical early political trial for Biden and exemplify the all-encompassing challenge facing a presidency anchored on a fight to preserve democracy, which is under siege at home and abroad, CNN praised. The Times wrote about the European tour by describing the summit as a high-stakes diplomatic engagement that came at the end of a whirlwind week-long European tour for Mr. Biden, in which he sought to rebuild the traditional alliances that often bolstered the United States' position during the Cold War. But the media has been strangely silent on Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris' reluctance to inspect the southern border crisis. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, hammered Biden and Harris on Tuesday in a congressional hearing or touring Europe instead of visiting the southern border. "Well, you know what, Joe Biden's in Europe right now," Cruz said. "Maybe it's time for the person ostensibly in charge of the border from this administration to go to the border." When Harris was asked on June 8 by NBC News' Lester Holt when she might visit the border, the single question from the establishment media made Harris laugh. Dodging the question, she said that she had not gone to Europe either. Harris has not given a definitive answer on when she will visit the southern border.